Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
Welcome back into Drive Time Sports. We are live from the Sutherland Studios on 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. We are going to continue our fall sports preview. I love getting the coaches on this time of the year, talking about the offseason, some of the things they're trying to implement, some of the things they've tried to put an emphasis on, and we are going to continue that today. This segment brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. That's where local lending, local people, and local decisions come together. It's all local, local, local at Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, and they are a local sports sponsor here on Drive Time Sports. Joining us right now over the phone to talk about the fall sports season, we have Emory High School golf coach Casey Edgehouse. His team will open up the season on August 13th as they travel to take on North Sam Pete. We'll talk about that and the off season. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Always love it.
It's that time of the year, Coach. Here we are now in the middle of July, and we're exactly about a month away from the start of the high school golf season. I know it goes by in a hurry. It seems just like yesterday you and I were talking about the finale for the girls in the spring, and here we are now getting set for the guys.
Yep, it doesn't take very long. It seems like the summers just get faster and faster.
And I know the summer's an important time, Coach, for every sport. I mean, we've talked to some of the coaches, be it basketball, football, baseball, volleyball. I mean, we've been going through all the summer programs with coaches. It's huge in golf as well. And I know this is something that you've put such a big emphasis on. So as you get a little bit deeper into your tenure, how happy are you with what's going on in the summer in regards to the high school program?
Yeah, it's going good. The one good thing about golf is you don't have to have a coach there. You can just go spend your own time on the golf course. You don't have to figure out a court that's open to go play basketball. You can just go to your local golf course and play some holes. So I've a lot of my kids have been playing a lot of golf this summer. A couple have been playing in some tournaments. We started practices and just working on the game as much as we can during the summer.
With that being said, you obviously expect these kids to have accountability, right? They have to have accountability because they don't need you to be out there. And I know that that's the same in any sport, right? I mean, you don't have to have a coach around to get in the weight room. You don't have to have a coach around to get some shots up or whatever sport we're talking about, but maybe even more so in golf. I mean, you really put a lot on these kids to say, hey, take care of yourself.
Yeah. When you think about what we do for practices, even during the season and stuff, I might have them for 6 hours total, and a couple of those hours are a qualifying match. So if the kids in golf, if the kids can't work outside of our practices, they really don't get any better is the easiest way to put it. So you've got some kids that are going to put some time in. I know I've said this before. I call them course rats. Just the kids that come up to the course and they get here at 7:30 and they leave at 7:30 at night and they just put the time in. They work on everything from driver to putting. And those are the kids that you see consistently getting better every year. They make huge improvements over the summer, and then it gives them a really good opportunity to play some varsity time and to go to a lot of the matches.
How important is it for a kid to maybe even stray away from the Millsite course if it's coming to Carbon County or if it's going to the Ridge or Skyline? How important is that in the off season?
It's very important, and I know that my top golfers do that almost weekly. They hit up a different course. The easy ones are Richfield and of course Palisade and Carbon. But we've been trying to push towards the Ridge because that's where we're going to have our state competition this year. So we'll have a couple practice matches as we go finish the summer up, and then as we go into the season, we're going to try to get up there a couple times just so the kids can get a little more familiar with it. But okay, so it's kind of like when we had the course that was shut down and we couldn't play Millsite because of the bad conditions. We played Green River, we played Carbon, we played Richfield. And our kids go out and they play better golf when they play those other courses. They get a little bit more familiar with them. And we're close enough to Carbon that essentially we could have two home matches with having a little bit of home court advantage.
Coach, you and I were talking about how competitive the region's going to be heading into 2024, and I asked you about Richfield, and one of the things you said is they have just such a phenomenal junior program, and I know that there's always schools, I think in any sport, where other schools kind of want to get to that level. So is Richfield kind of are they the example of what you're trying to accomplish as far as a junior program is concerned?
Yeah, for sure. I give Todd Mullen and Ryan Draper down there. They get all the props in the world. They really have put a great program together, and it starts at from fifth grade to through high school. They just do an awesome job down there, and they have a little bit more facilities than, I mean, Carbon has a little bit of a driving range. We don't have any driving range, so they have that facility on site that definitely helps them out. But it's just what the coaches down there and the pro Todd instill in these kids that, hey, this is something that you personally have to get better at, and so you don't have to have somebody sitting there watching you the entire time. They can go out and do their own thing, and they've got all the facilities down there to do it.
And how is that coming along? I mean, when you look at our junior program and you know, the age of the kids and the commitment from, you know, these kids that are still 3, 4, or 5 years away from high school, how does that look?
It's great. It's so fun to see these 5th through 8th grade kids coming and playing a competitive round of golf. Most of the time it's just our middle school age does a 2-person scramble. So they don't necessarily have to rely on themselves every single shot. They can go out and have fun with another player and just learn the rules. They learn how to work their way around a golf course. It's just that middle school age golf is huge for all of golf in general, because when I was coming into golf, I mean, I golfed since I've been 9, but I didn't know the rules. I didn't know how to get around a course. And so that stuff that we're instilling in these kids before they get to that high school level, so when they get there, they just hit the ground running.
Every coach tells me at that age it's got to be about fun, right? So what's the aspect of golf in your mind that is so fun that you try to relay that to the young kids?
Just being on the course in general. I mean, it's a cool place to be. You got all the grass and your friends around you. And golf is very much an individual sport, but it's so much a team sport as well. You can go play with your buddies on the course. You don't have to have, like you said, don't have to have a coach sitting there hounding you every single swing. You just kind of have to rely on yourself and put yourself in a good position to win.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Casey Edgehouse of the Emory High School golf team. Coach, let's talk about what you have coming back. 3 returners from last year that really got that varsity level of experience. And so, all in all, you have a pretty young team.
I do. Yeah, I think I've got two seniors that have a lot of weight on their shoulders. Alex Hansen and Dempsey Toomer are probably my two seniors that are going to be having a lot of weight. But I also have Champ Justice that's going to be a junior this year, and those 3 kids have worked really hard this offseason. They're almost up here every day and working on different things. So it should be fun to see what they can do. You always hope that they can live up to the expectations, and I know that they put a lot of pressure on themselves, but they're all 3 great golfers. I'm just looking for like a 2nd and 3rd kid to kind of round out the top 4 so I can get those scores lower, because we should be as good as we've ever been, and hoping that we can compete for a region title.
Yeah, when you look at the region, I mean, Carbon's always going to be good. We've talked Richfield. I mean, you got Canyon View, you got Delta, you got Manta, you got North San Pete. I mean, this is a tough region. I know it's tough across the board, but even just going back to the girls' golf season, right? I mean, we saw some phenomenal scores come out of the region, and you guys found a way to compete inside that top 3, top 4. So when you look at the boys, I mean, Richfield maybe down a little bit in comparison to what we've seen the last few years. I mean, it's open, right? I mean, there's chances for schools to kind of move in if they can compete at a high level to start the season and not fall behind.
Yes, yeah. If you're not giving up, like Richfield's girls, they ran through the whole region just because, I mean, at the very first match, I think they were leading by 50 strokes after the first match. So as long as we can keep in striking distance and not get too far behind at the start of the season when the game is still or the season's still early, I think we should be able to compete with just about everybody. But like you said, I want to say that of the top 8 teams last year, I think 6 of them were from our region. So that's a pretty dang tough region.
Yeah, for sure. Coach, we are a month away, 4 weeks before the start of the golf season. The moratorium is now over, and so how do you start preparing over these next 4 weeks for that August 13th matchup against North San Pete?
The biggest thing is just having these kids go out and play holes. I mean, we've worked on chipping and putting and working around the greens and different things. Now the kids just have to go out and do a little bit of the grind, see if they can find fairways off the tee box and make good shots into the green. So it's going to be, we do the 2 weeks prior, we have 2 more weeks of practice, and then we have the 2 weeks prior. So I'm just pushing the kids to, hey, go play some courses, go play some of the courses we're going to play throughout the year, and get familiar with them and work off the tee box. I mean, you can lose a lot of strokes at Millside if you struggle off the tee box.
I know I've seen you guys in the armory as far as the girls are concerned when we start talking spring and it's a little bit cooler there. Do you use the armory with the boys? Is that something that you'll implement in the next few weeks?
Yeah, absolutely. I think next week we spend 2 days in the armory. It's just something, essentially that's our driving range. We can go in there and hit ball after ball after ball and work on just technique and making sure that we're making good contact. You can't really see the results because we have to we only have about 20 yards that we can hit a ball into. But as coaches, we can tell when you're hitting it good. We can see the alignment and different things like that. So the armory is a huge part of our coaching skills.
If we look at the schedule, Coach, there are a couple of important dates. You already talked about the Ridge. That's where the state tournament's going to be held October 16th and 17th. You guys will have an opportunity in the month of August to go to that course. What are some of the things that, well, first off, do you like that environment? Do you like that course being the home of the state?
Yeah, I think 3A kind of gets a little bit of the short straw when it comes to state areas. I mean, last year, 1-2. 4, 5, and 6 all played in St. George, I believe. And so it's tough because Salt Lake can be, last year we had 4 days of rain. We hope that the weather is good when we get to that time, but it's a course that's very gettable. It's a little more open than Millside is, got some ups and downs, but I think it's very gettable. It's real similar to what we had last year at State, actually the last couple years with the courses up there. So it should be a good challenge for them, and being able to play it a couple times this year will definitely help.
And then if I'm not mistaken, is it Palisade? Is that where the region finale is going to be?
Yes, region championship will be at Palisade this year.
And thoughts on that?
Palisade is a tough course. Mainly just the greens are hard to read, and the speeds are usually a lot faster than we're used to. But it's something that these boys, because they've struggled with it, they're definitely going to spend some time over there. I told them, if you get a chance, if you get over on the other side of the mountain, go play that. Get used to it now, because it's going to be – that's one of our most challenging courses that we play.
And I know Millside, I mean, I think it's the second or third to last meet on the region schedule. And so that just kind of plays back to what you said, right? I mean, if you can hang tight for about the first 3-4 weeks of this region play, you put yourself in a good spot having a home meet that late in the season.
Yeah, for sure. The kids usually are playing better by the end of the season. And then we can definitely make up strokes when it comes to Millside. I think it's a place where we can gain 20 strokes on all the other schools pretty easily. We have in the past. So,
well, Coach, it is exciting to get the season off and rolling. I definitely appreciate the time. I know we'll be talking again relatively soon, as we got about 4 weeks left. But always appreciate the time.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate the call, Jordan.
Again, that's Coach Casey Edgehouse of the Emory High School golf team. They'll open up the season August 13th against North St. Pete. The one home meet this year, it'll take place on September 26th at Millsite. We are going to pause for just a moment. More coming up when we return. We'll talk NBA basketball. We'll bring in our analyst. That's James Holis. He joins us each week. Pushed it back a little bit because now we are at the final day of Summer League. Salt Lake City Summer League, that is. The Jazz and the 76ers tonight at 7 p.m. We'll talk to James about Summer League in general. We'll also recap some of the free agency talk and player movement in the NBA. That's coming up next when we return. It's Drive Time Sports from the Sutherland Studios.